Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Additional changes to library collection development policy out for public comment. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A few more changes to the Campbell County Public Library's collection development policy are now up for residents to review and give feedback on. The Gillette News Record reported that during their regular board meeting last week in Wright, the board proposed changes including placing a fake book on the shelf to take the place of a book that is relocated because of inappropriate content, creating a list of books that are moved from the weeding process, and allowing for people to challenge the relocation of any of those books. Also added to the policy is a list of sex acts that would narrow down what constitutes sexual activity. Board member Charlie Anderson proposed making the weeding process more robust to protect against potential lawsuits. His issue with the policy as it stands is that it doesn't allow people to challenge the relocation of books or even let them know when books have been moved. Anderson said he believed it would be easy to put together a list of titles that are moved. Board member Sage Bear said that the library has a computer program that can generate a list of all of the books that have been weeded, and people can get the list if they want it. Anderson said he's not wanting a list of every single book that's weeded for whatever reason. He's looking for a list of books that are moved through the weeding process because its contents violate the harmful to children policy. One of the proposed changes states that if a book is moved through the weeding process due to its content, it will be replaced on the shelves with a fake book. This fake book would have the title and author of the book and indicate the book's new location in the library. Greg Thomas, a private attorney who is contracted to represent the library board, said the library board would have a much stronger foundation in a lawsuit if it had that list of the weeded books. After some discussion, the board agreed to create a list of relocated books to be available upon request and would be updated as weeding occurs. The board voted to put the proposed changes out for a 45-day public comment period. The revisions are available on the library's website at ccpls.org. The board will talk about the policy at its regular meeting on December 18th. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.